How do we experience connection? Before we can answer this question, let us look at experience. What does it mean to experience? Experience is the sum total of our perceptions, thoughts, feelings, and sensations happening in any given moment. Experience tends to be affected by our beliefs. For example, if I believe I have too much stress in my life to experience peace right now, I will probably not experience peace right now. Thus, a close examination of our beliefs and how these beliefs are determining our experience is a good idea. However, that alone is not sufficient. One can attempt a full inventory of his or her belief system and still remain stuck in certain perceptions, thoughts, and feelings. This is why we are to partner with inspiration in our quest to be released of limiting beliefs. It is our willingness to give our beliefs and limitation over to inspiration that opens the door to an experience of freedom. Inspiration has the power to completely transcend our cubicle beliefs and show up in our experience anytime, anywhere, no matter what. It gets our attention when we least expect it, often when we are not even seeking it. What if I don't understand inspiration? Inspiration does not seek our understanding. In fact, it is our belief in having to understand that can be an obstacle to experience. Our belief and our understanding are unnecessary. We need simply accept inspiration's offer of peace. Inspiration brings peace. Often this peace is the understanding we are seeking. A miracle. We are free to believe anything we want. The question is, are my beliefs limiting what is possible? Remember, in inspiration, all things are possible. Do not misunderstand, the flip side of understand. Belief simply opens us or closes us. The cubicle self-heart-mind becomes fearful when we consider dropping cubicle beliefs or changing cubicle beliefs. This is because the cubicle separation declaration is now threatened. Without the cubicle belief in separation from ourself, others, and inspiration, the cubicle begins to crumble. However, a belief that brings with it peace in mind is a belief worthy of you. Caution. Do not confuse peace with, ooh, that feels good. Oh, that feels good is probably a temporary sensory experience that in and of itself is not to be condemned, but just noted not to be the peace to which we are referring here. What is peace? This is for you to experience. We can be given descriptions of and metaphors for peace, yet the real test of the reality of peace is your experience. Relax. We have already experienced peace, for it is our very essence. The good thing about this is that now all we need to do is remember peace. How do I remember peace? Pause. Call inspiration into your awareness. Decide to be willing to be in your inspiring self, heart, mind. Trust peace is present simply because you asked. Receive the peace. Express gratitude to inspiration. Simply be. Is this simple or what?